Jesus walks with us. Jesus walks with us, feeds us. Jesus walks with us, feeds us when together. Jesus walks with us,
feeds us
when together. Jesus walks with us, feeds us when together. Jesus
walks with us, feeds us when together.
This half, Jesus
walks with us, feeds us when together.
You got the choir helping. They've been through this like three times already. Grandparents. Children making your first Holy Communion. Jesus. Very good. Now I know this might be a risky. We have Kyle here. He's in the seminary. He'll be ordained a priest in only 4.5 years. He's been in the seminary 2 years. And I want you to know that one day as a priest is worth even 10 years in the seminary, especially on First Communion Sunday. Nothing better. And so persevere. And it's good to have you. Who's your friend? Right here in the front row. Yay. And all together, Jesus
walks with us, feeds us, when together.
And what I'm going to summarize what the Eucharist is all about, and again, Kyle's taking the courses on it, and there's like books and volumes, but if I was going to summarize what the Eucharist, what communion, what First Communion is all about, I would say it's about Jesus who walks with us, feeds us when together. Because Jesus walks with us. We have a God who loves us. We have a God who wants to be with us, going for a walk. It says in Genesis chapter 1 how God used to walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening in the garden. It's a beautiful image. Have you ever gone for a walk with your grandma? Is that your grandma way down at the end? You ever go for a walk with her? You know why she likes going for a walk with you? Because you are the best person in the world. She loves you, right, Grandma? Yeah, I didn't have to pay her for that. She just loves you, and she's delighted. And so it's just wonderful how our grandparents and our parents and our godparents and God wants to be with you. So God made us so that we could just be with him. It says in Isaiah that God delights in us. Do you know what God does when he looks at you? He smiles. And God is looking at you today. And God is smiling. God is always smiling because God is always looking at you and you always bring him delight and love. So one thing we want to remember that the Eucharist is all about is God being with us because Jesus
feeds us when together.
Jesus feeds us. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm guessing some of you I had breakfast and lunch today, my lucky day. And I had a great breakfast. I had a wonderful lunch. And for lunch, I had one of those pinwheel things, like that. And you could meat and stuff in it. I don't know what it's called. But anyways, yeah. And then a bag of Doritos and a bag of Cheetos. It was wonderful. I loved it. And right now, those Cheetos and those Doritos and that whatever thing you call that wrap thing, that is now becoming massive muscle cells, brilliant brain cells. It's becoming me. Like I receive that we eat so that we can be nourished and fed and grow and strengthened. But something's different about today. See, it's Jesus who feeds us. And what does Jesus feed us? His very self, his very body and blood. He feeds us. Why? Not so it can become us, but so that we can become the one whom we receive today. It's amazing that Jesus loves you so much so that as you receive Jesus, you can become like him. You can love like him. You can be encouraging like him. Because you see, are those your sisters down here? A cousin, all right. And way down there, who's that fellow way down there? He's your cousin too. Cousins are easy to love. But sometimes brothers and sisters, oh yeah, like that one. You got to love him though. And so Jesus comes to you today so that you can love like Jesus, because he wants you to always love, because he wants the world to be filled with love. And so he creates you and gives you and me his very self. He doesn't just say, love one another. He actually dwells within us, giving us strength so that we can love as he did. And how did Jesus love us? He loved us on the cross. He just loves us. And so God comes to us so that we can love everybody, the poor, the needy, the elderly, the new neighbor who lives across the street, the new student in school, that we are called to love everyone. And that's why today is such a beautiful day, because Jesus
walks with us, feeds us when together.
Jesus does it when together. See, Jesus made us to dwell with one another. We were formed in our very being. And in the very beginning of the Bible, Jesus talks about how we're formed for another human being. Incomplete. God wants us together. And not just together with one another, but with him. And so Jesus says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of you. He didn't say when one of you is out in the woods, I'm with you. Certainly can be. He's everywhere. But we know that when we gather together as a church, God is with us. And every Sunday, the church gathers together. And every Sunday, since the very first Easter, the church has gathered together. And every Sunday, as the church gathers together, we take bread and we break it, and Jesus is present. So we want to be with Jesus. We need to be together. When we are together, Jesus is with us. And because God loves us, and it's so wonderful, and it's such a great community. I mean, look around you, folks. We got all kinds of people here. We got young people and old people, people with lots of hair and people with even more hair. We're all here because God loves us and God delights in us. And God gives us the Eucharist so that we might know that Jesus
walks with us, feeds us, went together.
So kids, make your first communion. Later today, you're probably going to have a little gathering with your grandparents and godparents and parents. And so I want you to, when you gather together, I want you to give a little pop quiz to your grandma and grandpa. All right, you ready? You pull out a piece of paper, you give it to grandpa. You say, grandpa, put your name down and the date. And now write Father Kevin's one-sentence summary of the Eucharist. So grandparents, you ready? I saw a couple of you taking notes. That's good. Because Jesus walks with us. Jesus feeds us when together.